Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. Yesterday in our study of 2 Peter chapter 2, we were talking about Christians that allow themselves to be molded into whatever doctrine that comes along. Let's continue with that thought today. And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Now we have a third distinguishing characteristic of false teachers and teaching, and that is they make merchandise of you in the last days, here in 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 3. And he uses the term there with vain words. And let me just reread 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 3. And through covetousness shall they make, with vain words, make merchandise of you, whose judgment now for a long time lingereth not, and their damnation slumbereth not. It's interesting that feigned words comes from the Greek word plastos, from which we get our word plastic. And it's defined as to mold, as in clay or wax. I read one news account here a few years ago, and, you know, there's a part of me that hesitates to even share this because it's a shame to talk of the things that they do. But a few years ago, back in the 1990s, in South Florida, there was a group that started what they called a Christian nudist camp. Today, there are homosexual churches. Today, there is gospel rock and gospel rap. Now, how do you have those three? I mean, we gave just a little bit different labels, but they're all in the same group, you know, whether it's homosexual churches, nudist camps, or gospel rock and gospel rap. How does that happen? The mold of the world takes your plastic Christianity and forms it like plastic poured into a mold. And it's plastic because it's not sound in doctrine. At best, it's on milk. And many, they've been saved long enough that they should be on meat. And you see, Satan and his cohorts knows that the bottle fed must be entertained. And so, they use words of the Bible. They try to use Christian words to conform them to the contemporary instead of to Christ. Now, in this verse, he says, covetousness. Through covetousness, they shall use these vain words. Covetous means greedy, the desire to have more. And when you have the desire to have more, then you do the very next thing. They make merchandise of you. It's interesting to me that the Greek word emporumai gives us our English word emporium. It's defined as where trade is carried on. Today you have media ministries crying crocodile tears. Men are saying, there will be a great blessing in your life if you'll just send us a fellowship gift. Now, as you know, the Lamp and Light broadcast does not spend its time asking you for donations. As a matter of fact, we have told you, if you do want to send donations in, don't rob your local church. Your first donation, your tithe, belongs to your local church. That's 10% of your income. Anything above a tithe is an offering. If God lays us on your heart, then send an offering. But only if He lays us on your heart. And our promise is that that offering does not go to pay salaries. It goes to the radio ministry to pay the bills and to expand if God should so lead. And that's what we do. And so, my friend, we are not going to get into being a ministry that tries to make merchandise of you. But that's what goes on today. And they make merchandise of you with plastic words. Today, they'll even use your plastic cards. And they do as much promoting as they do actual teaching. Most of their religious service is a whoopee, sensual, or emotional devotional. In Jude verses 18 and 19, we read this. How that they told you there should be mockers in the last time who should walk after their own ungodly lust or ungodly passions. These be they who separate themselves sensual, having not the Spirit. Now, my friend, the word sensual here in Jude 19 is from the Greek word psychikos. We get our word psychology from it. And it deals primarily with how the self feels. By definition, it refers to a life that centers on the self. It must therefore deal with feelings. What makes me feel good? It must deal with issues as temperaments, personal relationships, and it must build the individual self-esteem. Do you remember when Jesus talked to the woman at the well? Did he build her self-esteem? Or did he say, thou hast had five husbands and the man you're living with is not your husband? Did I get it right? Did that build her self-esteem? I don't think so. He told Nicodemus, I mean, he's a high-up religious man among the Jews. He says, Nicodemus, you must be born again. How could it be you, a guy that is so high up and a lawyer, a guy that knows the word, have no idea what it means to be born again? He didn't build their self-esteem, did he? But, you know, that's what modern preachers say we should do now. I just think we ought to stick with the Lord Jesus Christ and his word. Now, coming back to this, that's the idea of the word sensual, psychikos. And so to a person that is sensual, the preaching of the word should not be threatening. They forget Proverbs 18:2 that says, a fool hath no delight in understanding, but that his heart may discover itself. You see, he says, a fool has the attitude of, oh, I just got to know who I am. Oh, I've just got to discover myself. It is now oriented instead of having eternity set in the heart. And the last days will be, as Satan tried to twist the scriptures to make Jesus bow down to worship him, the last days, there will be a Christian psychology that will try to trump the plain preaching of the Word of God. Now, my friend, one day, as a preacher, I will have to stand before God and answer as to whether or not I soft-pedaled the scripture or avoided scriptures as not to offend, or if I was afraid of criticism. My report will be on my preaching. The people who hear, their report will be on their response. See, the response is not up to me. The response is up to the person to whom the word is preached. You see, God says his word does not return unto him void. So if I preach the word, the responsibility of response is not up to me from that point. It's up to the person to whom the word is preached. And understand, judgment will come. And these people that make merchandise of you, and these people, these false preachers that have led you and are manipulating you, they may have continued for a long time in it. But judgment comes. Damnation comes. Now, my friend, God ordained the local church, and he ordained it to be holy. If we go away from that, we'll be ashamed at his coming. Saved so as by fire. Now, my friend, let me say it plainly. Christians can be duped and deceived. And when they leave this life, they'll be saved just so as by fire. No reward. 1 John 2:28 says, ashamed at his appearing. I would hope that none of our listeners enter heaven that way. However, I'd rather be the lowest man in heaven than the best man in hell. You see, You might be deceived by Satan even right now. Satan tells you, do the best you can. Keep the Ten Commandments. Be benevolent. Tithe. Do these works. But my friend, the truth remains that Jesus Christ is still the only way. He says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And no man comes unto the Father but by me. Now, my friend, there is no other way to heaven but through Jesus Christ our Lord. You can try other ways, but those ways will end in destruction. You say, Brother Andy, you're saying that the only way a person goes to heaven is through Jesus Christ? It's not that I say it. It's that Jesus said it. And to say that he's the only way, if he's not, then he's a liar. Are you willing to call Jesus Christ a liar? Are you ready to say, God, you lied? I'm not ready to say that. I think God holds the key to salvation. As a matter of fact, Jesus said in Revelation 1:18 that he holds the keys of hell and of death. He also said in Matthew chapter 7 that the way unto life is straight and narrow. The way that leads unto destruction is broad and wide. No, my friend, there are not many ways to heaven, only through Jesus Christ. And how do we come to Christ? How do we come to eternal life in Christ? Well, first of all, admit your need. The Bible says all have sinned, come short of the glory of God. The Bible says also in Romans 6:23, the wages, what we've earned, what we have coming to us, what we deservedly have come to us, the wages of sin is death. Final, complete separation from God forever in the lake of fire. My friend, please understand, death does not mean cessation. Instead, it means separation. Separated from God forever in the lake of fire. And that's a shame because the lake of fire was prepared for the devil and his angels. The Bible says that he's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. And so that's the next step. After you realize that you're a sinner, that you just cannot save yourself, repent. That is, turn from yourself. The word repent actually means to change the mind. Instead of depending on yourself, instead of thinking about what you can do to earn heaven, you change your mind. Instead of putting it all on you, you put it all on Jesus Christ. And so you're turning from yourself and you're turning from your sin. He says, repent ye therefore and be converted. You give your life to Jesus Christ. You trust him with your eternity. The Bible tells us in Romans 10:13, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. My friend, right now, right where you are, you can be saved from eternal hell and given eternal life in Christ. Why not pray and ask God to save you? Why not do that right now? This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click to the Lamp and Light. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no break. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ. Christ Jesus.